Sure. I ask those in the light who care about Elijah to bring the light closer so he will know you are really with him. Green. May I tell my sister?
Dr. H.
Yes, and also tell anyone else of your nature that is in or around this young man. Are there others that you can persuade to go with you?
Green.
Just us two.
Dr. H.
Then go in peace with our love and blessing, joining your loved ones who have come for you.
Green.
The boy is very nice.
He is a very nice being.
Dr. H.
You may thank him.
Go now, Elijah and Elizabeth.
We called the healing angels to fill the empty spaces and asked D to scan B.
Again. Nothing more was found.
D then filled B's body with light and expanded it around him.
D was then asked to bring that bit of her consciousness back to her own body and fill herself with light.
Dr. H. Tell me if you notice any areas of blockage or obstruction as your body fills with light, D.
From my neck down to my knees.
Dr. H.
You who are causing the blockage in D's body, come forward, speak through her voice without harming her in any way or give her your thoughts so that she may express them for you.
Entity.
Shouting, aha.
Dr. H.
I call the forces of Saint Michael to come and surround this one with a sturdy net of light and pull it snug. I also ask that it be tightened slowly, but steadily until we get prompt and truthful answers.
Have you ever had your own human physical body?
Entity.
No.
Dr. H.
You don't have to shout quite so loud.
We can hear.
What is your purpose here in D?
No response. I ask that the net be made tighter.
What is your purpose?
Entity.
I just need a body.
Dr. H.
How is it that you know you need a body?
Entity.
Whispering, hang on.
Hang on.
Dr. H.
Who sent you to D?
Entity.
I found her.
Dr. H.
What is your purpose?
Entity.
I hang on.
Dr. H.
What effect are you having on D?
Entity.
Who cares?
Dr. H.
I ask the questions. I want prompt and truthful answers.
What is your purpose?
Entity.
To take her life force.
Dr. H.
How old was D when you joined her?
Entity.
Little.
Dr. H.
Who sent you to D?
Entity.
I need her light.
I need her energy.
Dr. H.
What were your instructions when you were sent to D?
Entity.
I don't remember instructions. I only remember the need.
I don't know where the need came from.
I need the life force.
Dr. H.
I'm asking you to review the procedure and the instructions given you before you joined D. As you review them, you will know who sent you and what the instructions were.
Now what were the instructions?
Entity.
Can you help me?
This was a sudden change of tone apparently from the entity's realizing that it was in trouble.
Dr. H.
That is my purpose.
Entity.
How?
Dr. H.
Answer my questions and I'll show you.
What is your 145 purpose?
Entity.
How do I know that you'll help me?
Much louder. I want a body.
I want the life.
I want the warmth and she has these.
Dr. H.
Have you been observing what we have been doing here today?
Entity.
No shit.
Dr. H.
Have you observed that others of your nature have been helped?
Entity.
They are small.
Dr. H.
Have you observed that they have been helped?
Entity.
Softly, maybe.
Dr. H.
Look again and answer my questions truthfully.
Have you observed that they have been helped?
Entity.
Shouting, yeah.
Dr. H.
I'm being difficult, I know.
Entity.
I saw them, bitch.
Dr. H.
Do you admit that they were helped?
Entity.
It looked like it.
Dr. H.
Do you want help if I can do it?
Entity.
Yes.
Dr. H.
Become aware of those beings around you outside the net.
What do they look like?
Entity.
Whole.
Dr. H.
Look again and tell me what they look like.
entity. If I go to the light, I will cease to exist. 146 Dr. H. You were led to believe that the light would destroy you. Is that right? Entity. Poof, no more. Dr. H. I ask the forces of Saint Michael to show this one light by sending shafts of light right through him. Another and another and another. Did it destroy? Entity. Send some more. Dr. H. I ask that more shafts of light be sent through this dark one. Halved. Entity. More. Dr. H. As many as you wish. I'm asking the forces of Saint Michael to continue. It felt pretty good, didn't it? Entity. More. Dr. H. Don't be greedy. We have work to do. Those who led you to believe that light would destroy, deceived and lied to you. How do you like associating with deceivers and liars? Entity. Shakes head, Drive H. You don't have to continue that, you can go with those who have come for you. The only alternative, since you have been found, is to go to that awful place, the place of punishment. Have you been there? Entity. Snarling, yeah. Dr. H. What's it like, that awful place? Entity. Worse than what I'm doing with D right now. Dr. H. Now that you have been found, there are only two choices open to you: to go to that awful place or to go 147 with the beings that came for you to take you home to a wonderful place. It appears to me that you are about ready to go with them. Is that right? Entity. I want the light. Dr. H. Then look inside yourself to the very center. Tell me what you find at your center. Entity. My center is just light. Dr. H. Focus on that light. What happens as you watch it? Entity. I'm just going to the light. I want the light. Dr. H. You must get ready first. Let the light within you fill you until it replaces all of your darkness. Tell me when that has happened. Entity. All gone. Dr. H. I think you like this, don't you? Entity. Yeah. Drive H. Now I have a job for you. I want you to look inside D and all around the periphery. Are there any other beings of your former dark nature? Entity. No. Dr. H. As you leave D's body, call out through the universe to all beings of your former dark nature to come and go home with you and the rescuers. Are you calling? Entity. Nods. Dr. H. Are they coming? Entity. Can I come back for them later? Dr. H. It is a part of your job to take them with earning extra 148 bonus points by doing it this way. Are you calling? Entity. Yeah. Dr. H. How many are coming? Entity. 3. Dr. H. Call again. Entity. 12, 18. Dr. H. Keep calling. One of your power should call many. Entity. Can they all come into the light? Dr. H. Sure. Tell them each to look inside themselves. Entity. Now lots of them are coming. Dr. H. Keep calling. You are a powerful rescuer already, and thank you. Go in peace with our love and blessing. I call the healing angels to come fill the vacated spaces and ask D to again fill her body with light. This time there were no further obstructions. Then after the usual post-hypnotic suggestions, I helped D to awaken. She reported that she felt much more free and comfortable. This entity had been one of the more difficult ones, but far from being dangerous or really threatening, I felt that it was just extra bratty, and that this quality was more of a smokescreen for its fear than evidence that it could or would harm. The readiness with which it moved to the lightest for 4 years manifested both behavior and health problems. The remote depossession was requested by her mother. Mother reported that before the sudden change, Erin had been very pleasant, bright, happy, and intelligent, and always getting along with her sisters. She had at about 5, began to talk of having been abused, but could recall no details of actual abuse. At age 7, Erin developed headaches located from the top of her head down the left side.
The changed pattern of behavior included vehement non-cooperation, obnoxiousness and being annoying and mean to her younger sister, even hitting her at times. Scott, with the assistance of an associate, Dodo S., located three earthbound entities in. The one in the head appeared to have tentacles going down the left side of her head. This one was Jim. Jim had died in the hospital and had joined Erin when she was being treated in the same hospital for a broken leg. Jim's presence was causing the headaches and her abhorrent behavior. Jim's father came for him in the light, but before Jim left he mentioned Agnes, in Erin's shoulder. Agnes had fallen outside on a cold day and had died before anyone found her. She had joined Erin for lack of a better place to go. Jim also named the one in Erin's left leg. This was Joe, who refused to go to the light with him. Agnes left with her sister, Lenore, who came for her. After Jim had left with his father and Agnes with her sister, Lenore, Scott dialogued with Joe. Joe petulantly stated that 150 he wasn't going anywhere. Further questioning brought the response that he had been very badly abused while very young and had been beaten to death when he was 4 age. He had joined Erin when she was 5. Scott told Joe about the light and that he could have his own body there. When the call was made for anyone in the light to come for Joe, Grandma Annie came. Then Joe was willing to go. Erin's body was filled and surrounded with light. The very next morning, Erin was a changed child. She even told her mother that she felt different. She is much happier and quieter. This report was sent about 5 weeks after the depossession. During these 5 weeks, the new attitude and behavior had continued. She gets along well with her sisters, with no more hitting. Her aunt also remarked about the marked change in Erin. The most significant part of this, I feel, is that Joe, who had been abused and beaten to death at 4, had joined Erin when she was 5. Erin began at that time to talk of being abused herself without being able to come up with any pertinent details. This raises the question as to whether other children may have felt abused because of an attached entity rather than from their own personal abuse. Could this be the reason for what has been called false memory syndrome? Chapter 14: The Complete Hypnotherapist. Most of us begin in hypnosis and hypnotherapy by learning first how to induce the hypnotic state, how to recognize the degree of relaxation and how to give direct and post-hypnotic suggestions. This is very important and the ideal starting place. Direct suggestions have been useful in pain control, habit changes, sports performance, self-confidence, increased learning and in many other areas. For me, directive hypnotherapy has never been enough. My intense curiosity led me to explore the mind to find its potentials. I did this exploring by asking questions of the hypnotized subjects using non-directive methods. It soon became obvious that somewhere within us was a source of greater wisdom than we ordinarily exhibit. I chose to call this source the inner wisdom. I soon came to use this non-directive technique almost exclusively. This is a bit risky, as there is no way of determining what the answers will be beforehand. This uncertainty requires a high level of flexibility on the part of the hypnotherapist. Answers cannot be anticipated with any degree of accuracy. When subjects are asked to go back in time to find the origin of a problem, the distance they travel can be a surprise. Some will find the cause of a problem or illness in a traumatic experience in childhood, or they may find it in a distant past time long before the birth of the present body. Without some understanding of our true nature, and 152 the fact that we are eternal, have had earlier lives, and that events from previous lives impact on the present life, we will be completely lost when one of our hypnotized subjects tells us this sort of information. In addition, we must continue to be aware that some problems are precipitated by the presence of attached entities, either earthbound or dark. We can only be the complete hypnotherapist by also developing knowledge and skills required to deal with entities, releasing them and sending them to the proper place. It is also essential to realize that attached entities may not be the only contributing factor to a person's illness or problems. There are times when ongoing therapy is needed after all entities have been removed. If such therapy is needed, then we must realize it and refer them to whatever professional help is indicated if we are not qualified to care for the situation ourselves.